जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे। हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। जयो राधा भरिनीश्वर राधा भरिनीश्वर राधे। जयो राधा भरिनीश्वर राधा भरिनीश्वर राधे। जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम। जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो कृष्ण बलराम जयो वृंदावन राम। जयो जगन्नाथ जयो जगन्नाथ जयो बलदेवा जयो सुभद्रमाई। जयो गौरनिताय जयो गौरनिताय जयो गौरनिताय जयो गौरनिताय। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद। जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभु प्रभुपाद। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस वर्जकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस वर्जकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज श्री प्रभुपाद की। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नमाचार्य हरिदास ठाकुर की। प्रेम सघो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की। श्री कृष्ण बलराम की। श्री राधा भरणेश्वर भगवान की। श्री गौर निताय भगवान की। श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की। गौर नरसिंह देवी प्रहलाद महाराज की। गंगा माई यमुना माई की। भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की। वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की। जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की। हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र की। प्रभुपाद ट्रांसेंडेंटल बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की। All Gaurishra Sambal devotees, all Gaurishra Sambal devotees, all Gaurishra Sambal devotees, Pandharpur Dham ki, Lord Vitthal ki, Jai, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I'd like to welcome all of you for today evening's program, today evening session. So, this year we have been discussing on different forms of the Lord from different provinces of India. So, we have already finished Urpi Krishna, right? Lord Tirupati, Bhagwan, Kanchi Varadaraj also. So this is the fourth day. So we will be discussing today about appearance of Lord Vitthal or Vithoba, which they call it in Pandharpur or Panduranga. So, most of my references are from His Holiness Loknath Swami Maharaj's book, which he has written recently about Pandharpur as a holy place. He wrote Bhu Vaikunta, which is Pandharpur. What does Bhu Vaikunta mean? Bhu Vaikunta? Vaikunta is world. So Pandharpur is called the Vaikunta in this material world. And it is also called South Dwarka. Dakshin Dwarka is also, Pandharpur is also called Dakshin Dwarka. Lord performed a beautiful Leela here 5000 years ago. In Skanda Puran and Padma Puran, it is mentioned that once Radharani came to visit Lord in Dwarka. And Lord was very intimately, actually reciprocating with Srimati Radharani. Seeing that, Rukmini Devi, got angry. And she left to Nandiravan in Maharashtra. And Lord actually came, it was two purposes it is said, to came actually to pacify Rukmini Devi and also to give darshan to his devotee Pundarika. And Maharashtra he is called Pundalika. But also the Padma Puran talks about, Skanda Puran talks about his name as being, the devotee's name as being Pundarik or Pundarika. What does Pundarika mean? Pundrikakaksham, na? He said. What does Pundrika mean? Kunti's prayer is there, na? What does Pundrika mean? What does Pundrikakaksham mean? Aksham means what? Eyes. What is Pundrika means? Lotus. Lotus. Pundrika means lotus. So, Maharaj says that Pundrika in his previous birth was King Muchikunda. You know King Muchikunda? The story of Kalyavan? We'll discuss about that. So, the story happens like this. How did Lord appear? Then we'll talk about the significance of this Leela and what it applies, the lessons we can learn from this Leela, what we can take home lessons from this Leela. But the story happens like this, that there was this devotee named Pundrika or Pundalika, and Pundrika would not, actually was very negligent as a young boy. He would never take care of his mother and father. And then when he grew up, he got married. And when his wife came, his atrocities towards his parents increased. So they were actually troubling too much. So his mother and father left and were living in a forest. Then his mother and father decided that since his son is not taking care, so let us go to Kashi. And we will actually leave our body there, Kashi Yatra. It is very common in India before, when we were even young, people used to tell that we will go to Kashi. That we will go to Kashi. Because it is said that it is very auspicious to leave your body in a holy dham. So, his mother and father decided that they will go to Kashi. So, Pundrika's wife heard this news that her mother-in-law and father-in-law is going to Kashi. So, she demanded that to her husband that we should also go to Kashi. The same group. And there were different services hired. There were different services to actually go to Kashi, like in the group. Like, you know, some people who can afford, they could actually afford a horse chariot. And people who cannot afford, they have to walk. So Pundrika and his wife actually hired a horse chariot to travel. And his mother and father were walking. This is how Pundrika was. And more than that, it is said that when in the night it would stop, he would actually insist his mother and father to take care of the horses. Take care of the horses and all that. So this is how he was doing. And they stopped, during the Yatra they would stop at different places. So at one time they stopped in an ashram of Kukutamuni. Do you want to get the name right? Yeah, Kakutmuni, K-K-K-U-T. So Kakutmuni, they stopped at the ashram Kakutmuni. And Kakutmuni, as they were taking rest, they said that 2 days they will stay in Kakutmuni's ashram and then they will further go ahead. As they were taking rest, Pundrika, in the night he got up, suddenly, and he saw 3 ladies walking into the ashram. They were wearing very dirty clothes as he was walking inside. They went inside, with the dirty clothes, they went inside, and they actually started sweeping the floor of the ashram, washing the clothes of Kakutmuni. And when they were coming out, the clothes were extremely clean. Like it's like new clothes. So he saw that, and after seeing this darshan, or after seeing this, you know, he became completely in peace, completely be happy. You know, his mood completely changed after seeing this scene. Then he was thinking next day, probably he must have seen a dream. This must not have happened. So next day also he thought that I am going to be awake in the night and see what's happening. So next day also he saw these 3 ladies walking in with very dirty clothes, with very dirty saris, walking inside and started cleaning the ashram of Kakutmuni and sweeping the floors of Kakutmuni and cleaning the clothes. And then when they were walking back, they were very clean, completely clean. So Pundrika stopped them. And asked them, who are you? I see you 3 ladies going in with very dirty clothes. You go and actually clean this ashram. And when you come out, your clothes are very clean. So, The ladies said that we are Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. And entire day people come and wash their sins. So our clothes become dirty. So we come and do some Vaishnava Seva to get rid of all the sins. In the evening we come and do Vaishnava Seva. And nobody is a bigger sinner than you who is troubling your mother and father like this. When those three ladies told Pundarika, Pundarika immediately realized what grave mistake he was doing. So Pundarika decided that from now on I am going to take care of my mother and father like that. So he completely left everything and started full time taking care of his mother and father after this incident. And when Krishna came to actually, you know, pacify Rukmini, Rukmini didn't get pacified. So he thought that, okay, let me go at least and take, you know, give my darshan to my devotee Pundarik. So he went to Pundarik Ashram. And when he went to Pundarik Ashram, Pundarik was actually taking care of his mother and father. He was actually pressing the legs as they were about to go into sleep. So Krishna came. So as he did not want to stop the service, he immediately took a brick and he actually threw and told Krishna, just wait, I'll finish my service and come back. That is why he is called Vithoba. Vithoba. Brick means wheat in Marathi. So Vithoba means who stands on wheat. So Krishna actually stood for his devotee there, so that he can finish his service. And immediately after he finished service, Lokanath Maharaj writes that he immediately asked forgiveness for making Lord Krishna wait. And Lord Krishna said, no, no worries. What you are doing is right. What you did was correct. You should take care of your mother and father. And he gave darshan. And it is said that immediately Rukmini also thought, you know, that what I did was wrong. And she also came and joined. And both of them decided to stay there as GTs in Pandharpur. So Lord Panduranga ki, Lord Vithala ki, jai. So this is in short the story how Lord appeared in Pandharpur. It is a Swayambhu deity. Nobody carved this deity. Lord appeared in his personal form and he stood like this. Now if you have seen this deity, both his hands are on the hip. And Maharaj writes in his book, what does it signify, his hands on the hip? What does it signify when he's standing, when the Lord is standing like this on the hip? What does it signify? No. He's telling all the devotees that if you take surrender onto my lotus feet, then this material ocean, I'll make it very shallow. If the height of the material ocean will be lower than my hip. So do not worry. Lord's feet is 3 feet DT only. It's a 3 feet DT only. And he's standing like this. And he's saying that do not worry, material ocean will be very shallow. Only this much depth. Don't worry, I will take care. Just surrender unto me. And it is said that it is the only place where everyone is allowed to go and touch the lotus feet of the Lord. To touch the feet of the Lord. You can actually put your head on the feet of the Lord. On the feet of the Lord. How many of you visited Pandharpur till now? So the amazing darshan, right? Anybody who goes for darshan is amazing. Actually, you feel so good after actually having that darshan, after putting your head on the feet of the Lord. And nowhere, actually, there is no distinction there that who you are, from where you come, no check of background. Everybody, Lord Vithoba is standing there and giving mercy. Doesn't matter your background, where you come from, how you come, doesn't matter. Everybody, Lord gives darshan. So, this is how the story of Lord Vithoba is described by Maharaj in his book. And it is said that why is Lord actually, you know, came to actually visit? Why did Lord come to visit Pundarik? So, it is explained that Pundarik was King Muchikunda in his previous life. And he had done some service for the Lord. What service he had done? So when he had come out of the city of Dwarka, this demon called Kalyavan wanted to actually kill Krishna. So he saw Krishna without any weapons walking outside. So he thought that, you know, this is the right time to attack. So he also, because he is a warrior, Kshatriya, he also actually put down his weapons and he started attacking. Krishna. So he ran behind, but he could not catch Krishna. Krishna actually started walking very slow, and Kalyavan was running at a great speed. Still he could not catch Krishna. And Prabhupada writes there in Krishna book, if you read, Prabhupada writes that even the yogis with the speed of mind cannot catch Krishna. What to speak about Kalyavan? But you see, 2 months later, 1 month we are going to describe about a devotee of the Lord who is not so fit, who is fat, who runs behind Krishna and catches Krishna. Yes or no? Who is that devotee? Yashoda Mai. How is it possible for Yashoda Mai to catch Krishna by Kalyavan not to catch Krishna? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains in Srimad Bhagavatam, when he has that, the commentary is there, where he talks about Lord actually, you know, where Yashoda Mai is anagha. She is sinless. So inside, she is light. So she is able to bind Krishna. She is able to catch Krishna. Whereas Kalyavan, by inside, he was heavy with sins. That's why he was not able to catch Krishna. So, Kalyavan actually runs behind Krishna, and Krishna slowly enters the cave. And he hides himself in the cave. And when Kalyavan, standing outside, shouting, saying that, you are from Yadukul, you should be a warrior, you should fight. Why are you actually, you know, being a coward and running away and hiding yourself like this? If you don't come out, I will come inside. And sorry, Krishna doesn't come out. And Kalyavan enters the cave. As he enters the cave, Krishna is hiding and Muchikunda is sleeping. King Muchikunda is sleeping. But Kalyavan thought that who is sleeping is Krishna. So he starts kicking. He kicked Muchikunda. And Muchikunda got up immediately. And by look of his eyes, he gazed at Kalyavan and Kalyavan became into ashes. Then, next he took the darshan of the Lord. And then he says the story, how he actually was sleeping and why he was sleeping. So he was actually a great king. And he was fighting for the demigods. And after fighting for so many years without sleep, you know, the demigods gave him a benediction. The commander-in-chief, Kartikeya, of demigods' army, gave him a benediction. He said, ask for any benediction. And Muchikunda said, that I want a benediction, that nobody should disturb me in sleep. I want to sleep because I haven't slept for so long. And anybody who disturbs sleep, I can gaze at them and they will be killed. So that benediction which was given by Kartikeya to Muchikunda actually was in effect. And Muchikunda offers prayers to Krishna at that point in time. And Krishna actually tells at that point in time that in the next life, you will be born in a Vaishnava family. And you will serve me. And this is how actually Muchikunda takes birth as Pundarik or Pundalik, and worships Pandarinath. So this is the story which signifies what he said in Bhagavad Gita is true. What he said in Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, Neha Vikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swarpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayato Mahato Bhayat. There, Prabhupada writes in purport that if you do not finish, you will be born in a Vaishnava family. And King Muchikunda could not finish to go back to Vaikuntha Loka. So, he was given birth in the family of a Vaishnava. He was given birth in the family of a Vaishnava as Pundarik. So, King Muchikunda became Pundarik and Pundarik was born in a devotee family. His mother and father were devotees from birth. They were devotees of Krishna from birth. And they were serving. The parents nicely. He was serving the parents nicely. So, the question is asked that, should we actually, you know, serve our parents if they are not devotees? Yeah? This is the question generally. If my parents are not devotees and my option is to serve Krishna or serve my parents, what should I do? What should the answer be? They are not devotees. Serve them with prasad. Okay? Any more answers? Chant for them, yes. But if they need physical service, like you need to be physically present there, and they are not devotees, and you have service to serve Krishna also, you have an option. So what should you do? This is a practical lesson which you have to learn from this story. Depends on the ashram. Hmm. Okay. All of us here are grahasthas. So the question is relevant to grahasthas here now. I am asking practically, what should you do? See, he is saying that we should go and serve our parents. That means you should not serve Krishna. You can serve Krishna being staying with them. Okay. So actually I was trying to find what Acharya, what our present generation sannyasis are talking about on this aspect and what is their understanding. And based on that, the understanding is this, that even if you are serving our mother and father, the consciousness behind our serving mother and father is the most important. If we serve them nicely, physically also, not chanting, but we are serving physically also. But with that service attitude, if they are actually become favorable to Krishna, if that is the mood which you serve, then that should be done before serving Krishna. Even in Hari Bhakti Vilas, if you see that if you are doing puja, if you are doing a puja and a devotee comes, a pure devotee comes into your house, you should stop your puja and welcome them and serve them and then continue your puja. So Vaishnava service is considered higher than Krishna service in one way. Because Krishna, one of the characteristics of pure devotional service is what? Krishna Akarshini. Krishna gets attracted to that devotee. Correct? Krishna gets attracted. Here Krishna was actually carrying the order of a devotee. He just actually threw a brick and said, you please stand there. And he stood there. So he was an order carrier. Krishna became an order carrier. Where else Krishna becomes an order carrier? Arjuna, the biggest example. He becomes an order carrier, becoming a chariot driver. He tells, go right, go left, go straight. Correct? There are many examples, otherwise also, like Ramanuja's example, where Krishna became an order carrier again. Ramanuja was in the Trivandrum, in Padmanabha Swami temple, and he wanted to change the systems. And all of them went and prayed to Padmanabha Swami, that that we do not want to actually get changed. And they decided to kill. The plan was then to kill Ramanuja. And actually, Padmanabha Swami took him from there to, Tirukurungudi, next to Kanyakumari, closer to that place, actually Madura is a place called Tirukurungudi. So Ramanuja slept in Trivandrum, got up in Tirukurungudi. Lord actually transported him, but his servant was still in Trivandrum. So morning, as soon as he gets up, he wants to actually put his nama. So he actually called his servant, Vaduganambi. Vaduganambi, Vaduganambi, come and please actually put my sama. So Vaduganambi was not there. So 3-4 times he called. And then Lord immediately left the altar and he went and actually put the nama for Ramanujacharya. So he's called Vaishnav Nambi now. The Lord is called Vaishnav Nambi if you go there. Very beautiful. Actually, I visited that temple when I was in recently. So it's a beautiful temple actually. And Lord is actually serving there. Another example comes. Also, in Sri Vaishnava, there was an alwar called Tirumai Sai Alwar. And he used to compose beautiful poems for Lord Vishnu. And as he was composing, there was one old lady who used to come and actually serve him. He would clean and fill water for him and all that. And he was pleased with service. So she gave her a young and beautiful body. Tirumai Alwar gave a beautiful body. She became so beautiful that the king of that place, Kanchipuram, got attracted to this lady and he actually got married to her. And then the queen told the story about how, how the entire, transformation from an old lady to a beautiful lady became. So king was very impressed. So he called his servant, this Tirumai Alwar servant, called Kanikannan. He said, Kanikannan, please come. So Kanikannan was actually brought to the court and he told Kanikannan that ask Tirumai Alwar to come and say recite poems in front of me. So Kanikannan said, Tirumai Alwar recites poems, but he recites poems only for Lord Vishnu, only for his Lord. He will not come here. So the king became offended. How can you speak like that? I am the king of Kanchipura. He said, you leave. You have to actually leave the, you say now, outside the kingdom. You cannot stay in this kingdom anymore. So Kanikannan came and told Tirumai Sai Alwar, that the king has told, the entire episode he described. And he said, I am leaving. Said, Tirumai Alvar said, Kanikanna, if you are leaving, I am also leaving with you. And he told the Lord, Lord, you also roll up your bed, because he was sleeping in Anantashesha. Right? You also roll up your bed and you also come with me. So Lord became a small boy with his, you know, with his, what do you call, Anantashesha, chatai, like that, you know, his bed, you know, on his hands. And you know, Kanikannan is walking, behind Tirumai Alvar is walking, behind the Lord is also walking. And the entire story spread and the king came to know about it. Immediately the king, when he came to know about the story, the king came and stopped and begged forgiveness. So Kanikannan, again, reverse direction. All of them were, Kanikannan came to Kanchipura, Tirumai Alvar came, Tirumai Sai Alvar came, and also, he also came. So, Vanna Sethi Parumal, right? Sonna Vanna Sethi Parumal, right? Sonna Vannam Sethi Parumal means, as soon as you say, he comes, right? That's how Tamil translation, right? Sonna Vanna Sethi Solvar. Does whatever you say. So Lord again is proving here that how is the order carrier? How is an order carrier? Lord Pundalik put a stone, put a brick and said, you stand there, wait for me. He waited. And it's today, 5,000 years, he's still waiting there. For all of us to go there. He's still waiting for all of us. So this is Lord. Lord is what? Lord reciprocates with devotees. Devotee is higher. Worship of devotee is higher. Then. And that is explained actually. In the story where Amrish Maharaj story, when Durvasa Muni came, you know, at that time, Lord is actually speaking to Durvasa Muni. He says this shloka. I'll just read the translation. Last night I was reading it. Yeah, the translation is that. Supreme Personality of Godhead said to the Brahmana. Brahmana means Durvasa Muni. That I am completely under the control of my devotees. Indeed, I am not at all independent. Lord is saying, indeed, I am not at all independent. Because my devotees are completely devoid of material desire, I sit only within the course of their hearts. What to speak of my devotee? Even those who are devotees of my devotees are very dear to me. Correct? So that is why, if you see Kanchipurna, who should speak to Ranganatha, that Vardaraj, so he was speaking to Vardaraj. So he was saying that, like, you know, everybody was asking, when will I go to Vaikuntha? When will I go to Vaikuntha? So, you know, he would ask the question and the answer would come. So finally he asked, when will I go to Vaikuntha? He said, Vardaraj said, that you have not served a devotee. So how can you go to Vaikuntha? So Vaishnava Seva is the most important. Unless you do service to Vaishnava, it's not possible. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Leela. I like this example so much. That Dukhi, during Mahaprakash Leela, Dukhi was outside even the gate. And she was running, filling some water in the Ganges, and she was giving that pot, and the pot was brought to for Lord Abhishek. And when the time of mercy, when the time to give mercy was started, Lord called whom first? Lord called Dukhi first. Servant of the servant of the servant is given the highest status. Sometimes we think, okay, you know, I am doing this small service of cleaning the toilets in the temple. Who is going to see? Nobody there. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please call Dukhi. Half of the people in that room didn't know who Dukhi was. Half of the people in that room did not know who Dukhi was. So many people here are serving so many menial services. Somebody is cleaning the toilet, somebody is cleaning the plate. People may think, you know, who is watching me? No, who is not? Nobody is giving me recognition. Why should I do this? But these stories inspire. Nobody is watching, but one person is for sure watching. That is our Lord. Lord is watching every service you are doing. Lord is watching every action. Lord is sitting in your Paramatma in the heart and watching everything. So, you may think that, you know, nobody is recognizing me. There is no recognition more for my service. Rest assured. Recognition may not come from, you know, mortals, like, you know, sometimes temple management may ignore, sometimes, you know, the other devotees, senior devotees may ignore you. But make sure, 100%, Lord is watching you. So, service is most important. Sometimes people say, nobody is giving me recognition, so I will not do this service. No, service is not done for recognition. Service is done for what? To please the Lord. Not to please the devotees. When you please the devotees, Lord becomes pleased. This is the story. You know, so many times it is explained again and again. When you serve devotees, then what happens? Lord personally comes to serve. Lord personally comes to give that mercy. The example of Rupa Goswami, when he wanted to cook the kheer for Sanatan Goswami. Radharani herself came with the ingredients to cook that kheer for Sanatan Goswami. So you are seeing that Lord personally comes when you want to serve a devotee. I was saying that I was actually talking, we had visited Europe recently, and in Europe we had gone to this beautiful place called Golok Dham in Germany. And I was talking to a temple president and Mataji, and they were saying that they moved there in 2011, now 8-9 years now, you know, and they were saying that somehow Lord is arranging everything. The total 20 devotees are staying. They are not doing any work to make money or income or anything like that. But somehow Lord has been arranging for last 8-9 years, because they are completely dependent on Radha Madan Mohan. Beautiful deity, Radha Madan Mohanji there. And they were completely dependent, and Lord is taking. They said that everything we go and tell Madan Mohanji, and Madan Mohanji takes care of. Their faith in the deities was amazing actually. Couldn't imagine. I was having a long chat with him in the night, and he was saying that, Prabhuji, how Lord reciprocates, you do not know. Lord reciprocates. So this is how Lord reciprocates. So you have to have that faith and serve devotees. And they were serving us. 55 people came. There were hardly 10, 12, 13 devotees there. I was telling Sumudra Prabhu that 55 of us, okay? And you know how hungry are we for pizzas. And they were making pizza after pizza after pizza, and we were eating and eating and eating. And they didn't stop. And there were still more pizzas coming, and we were full. We said, bas ho gaya Prabhuji, bas ho gaya. That was a service attitude. They were making and making and making. They were not stopping. It's a small setup, you know. Still, that was the mood in which they were serving. So if you serve devotees, if you serve nicely Vaishnavas, what happens? Lord's mercy is abundance. So that mood has to be there to serve devotees. So many examples are there. I can keep on telling example after example after example. How if you serve devotee after devotee. So that is the mood. And how is Pandharpur actually connected to us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited Pandharpur. He went through Tamil Nadu, the eastern side, and then came to Kerala, the western Kanyakumari, Kerala, and then he came up to Maharashtra, up there. And you know how many days he stayed in Pandharpur? How many days he stayed in Pandharpur? He was moving very fast, but he stayed for 11 days in Pandharpur. 11 days in Pandharpur. And it is said that there he met Sri Rangapuri. Sri Rangapuri was the godbrother of Ishwarapuri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's spiritual master. And for seven continuous days they were discussing Krishna Katha. 7 days they were discussing Krishna Katha. And it is said that Sri Rangapuri was mentioning that when he visited Navadvip, he went to Jagannath Mishra's house. He was not knowing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the son of Jagannath Mishra. And I was saying, I went to this devotee's house, this devotee is called Jagannath Mishra's house, and his wife cooked a curry from banana flowers. The banana flower, you know, the banana, she cooked a so tasty flower curry. And there was the older son, you know, Vishwarup. He took sannyas, and actually he left his body in Pandharpur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, you know, Jagannath Mishra is his father at that point in time. So it is very relevant for us as Gaudiya Vaishnavas also, Pandharpur. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent 11 days there. After spending 7 days discussing Krishna Katha, he spent another 4 days. And he danced and chanted in front of Vithoba, Sri Vithal. And I thought, since we are talking about devotees, Pundarik, we should discuss also about some of the other devotees from Pandharpur. So one of the foremost devotee from Pandharpur is who? Sant Tukaram. Sant Tukaram actually born in the 17th century. And Tukaram completely dedicated his life to, you know, to serve devotional service through chanting Sankirtan. Holy name. Spreading the holy name. His entire life was spreading holy name. To each, he go to each village and spread the holy name of the Lord. That was his service. That was what he did. And it is said that Tukaram was initiated in his autobiography. Lokanath Swami Maharaj writes that he was initiated in a dream by Raghav Chaitanya or Keshav Chaitanya. It is said in his autobiography. And Maharaj writes, though not everyone agrees, Gaudiya Vaishnavas, such as ISKCON devotees, understand this to be Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Tukaram was actually a disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lokanath Maharaj writes in his book. And Srila Prabhupada also commented that the Sankirtan party belonging to Tukaram is very popular in Bombay. And it exactly resembles the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sankirtan party for the chanting the holy name with Mridanga and Kartals. They also wear neck beads and tilaka, similar to Gaudiya Vaishnavas. So, he says, in Madhya Leela 9.282, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions this. And Tukaram says that if anybody thinks or if anybody says that this Panduranga or Vitthala's deities were installed, then their mouth will be full of worms. Their mouth will be full of worms. Tukaram says. So Tukaram says that they are Svayambhu, that the Lord Himself. They are not different from the Lord. And Tukaram actually went back to Godhead in his same body. If you go to Dehu, near Indrayani River, you will see the place where actually the Viman from Vaikuntha had come and actually made him sit. And he was chanting the names of the Lord as he was going to Vaikuntha Loka. The tree, which actually was witnessed, is still there. People go and actually embrace that tree because that tree had witnessed the plane which had come from Vaikuntha Loka. So Lord Tukaram was there, and then another two devotees who were actually very famous was Jnaneshwar. Jnaneshwar, at the age of 13, he wrote commentary on Bhagavad Gita called Jnaneshwari. And at the age of 21, he got Samadhi. And another great devotee from Pandharpur was Namdev. Namdev was another great devotee. Namdev, when he was a small boy, he was asked to offer prasad or offer boga to the Lord. And as he was offering boga, because mother and father had gone out, and he was offering boga, and after some time he went and saw that Lord had not eaten. He closed, gave some more time. After again he went, Lord had not eaten. Again he saw, your Lord had not eaten. So he went inside and started crying. Lord Vithal, I said, Vithal, you have to eat this. If you do not eat it, then I will actually, hit my head on this wall and break and die here. You have to eat. So Lord Vithala actually took his hands out of the hip and ate that boga and made it prasadam. And ate the entire boga actually. So Lord Namdev is there. So Lokanath Maharaj writes three devotees in his book. And he writes in detail about this. Then this book also talks about the two other things. One is what happens, inside the temple. What is the process within the temple? And also he talks about the yatra which goes every year by workers and reaches Pandharpur on Ashadha Ekadashi. So these two things are there. So I'll discuss briefly before I end this. So he said that every day 4 o'clock in the morning, Lord is woken up with Mangalarti. And after the Mangalarti darshan, he is given Abhishekam. As he is given Abhishekam in between, Maharaj says that it stops. Because the small boy is hungry, so he is given some butter and some fruits, and he served that at that time. And then the Abhishekam continues. And everybody can go and see the Abhishek. So everybody can see. It is not that it happens behind the closed doors. It happens in front of everyone. Abhishekam, and then the Lord is dressed beautifully. And the full day, actually different songs glorifying Panduranga is sung for the Lord. That's what it makes him happy. What it makes him happy? Sankirtan makes Lord Panduranga happy. And it is said that after taking darshan of Lord, you need to actually, there is one of the pillars in darshan, you come back darshan area and you can see one more side. Because all the other temples you cannot enter into Garbhagraha. Here you can enter into Garbhagraha, you can touch the Lord, you come out again, and then darshan you can see one more time the Lord. The smiling face of the Lord. And then there is a pillar where you have to embrace the pillar. It is called the Garuda Stambha. And he says that there you have to pray, that, oh Garuda, you have to come to take me back when I leave this body. So you are praying to Garuda at that point in time. And then you come out, and behind Vithala, Lord Vithala, is Rukmini Devi's temple, where you take darshan of Lord Rukmini and take her blessings also. Is that as you enter, also there is Lord Ganesh temple, where you the devotees pray to Lord Ganesh for removing all the obstacles in devotional service. And then they said that that entire day there is continuous darshan open, and the afternoon there is a small break where Lord takes rest. And the last aarti is at 11 o'clock in the night. And there the pujaris change the dress of the Lord, and they chant special hymns and put Lord to sleep. And again 4 o'clock it wakes up. So it's beautiful actually when you go. We went on a Ekadashi actually, our visit, and we reached Pandharpur around 3 o'clock. So we took bath and we wanted to take the darshan of the Lord, so we went and stood in the line. And we stood in the line, and you know, as you enter the line, it was outside the building, long line. And then when you enter the building, there's a building which goes up, the line goes up and then comes down, and then you enter the main temple place. So it was extremely rush. So as we entered the building, it was 11 o'clock and the darshan closed. We said, oh, darshan closed. The next day again we went in the morning. We went and stood in the line at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And it was Ekadashi day. So 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning we stood. And then we came all the way, afternoon 1:30, 2 o'clock, we took darshan of the Lord. But all the weight, all the hardship actually goes away immediately as soon as you see the darshan of the Lord. Such a blissful darshan, you cannot imagine. You know, I was thinking, oh, when will I get? But when I saw the Lord, I wanted to see again and again. I know, I was hungry. Because, you know, we decided that we will not eat or drink anything till we take darshan of the Lord. Because we were actually saying, okay, yesterday also we waited for 5 hours. We could not take darshan. Today we are going to actually, you know. And when we actually saw, and I was saying that none of us were hungry at all after taking darshan. We were all completely pleased. Because when the heart gets pleased, what happens? Your hunger, pangs, everything goes away. That is special actually. When you should all, you know, sometime take time to actually go and visit Pandharpur. Special darshan of the Lord. And what I want to say, the another thing which happens, which is very famous, is about this yatra, which is called Dindi Yatra, which goes from different places, from different saints' birthplace. They all go and walk together, and they reach Pandharpur actually before Ashad Ekadashi. And they actually all assemble in one of the villages, and they all together enter Pandharpur. And there is a 3 kilometer walk from that village to Pandharpur to the temple. Siddhi said that it's like a sea of human beings. You cannot see anything but human beings actually there entire. And it is so organized yatra, the people who walk, you know, they start in the morning 2:30, 3 o'clock, but the official trip starts at 6:30 in the morning. They wait, and everything is organized. People, there are prasadam served, there are tents made, everything is so organized, and they actually walk in line. And it is said that when they play kartal, 100 people playing kartal, but you will feel like one person only playing kartal. Everybody playing the same beat at the same time. So organized, so nicely done. And it is said, what does Varkari means? Varkari means? What does the word Varkari means? Anybody knows? Kari means to do. Correct? And it is said, so Maharaj says that the word Varkari combines the word Vari and Kari. And Vari means the regular trip to Pandharpur. And Kari means I will do. So people who do regular trip to Pandharpur are called Varkari. The people who do regular trip to Pandharpur are called Varkaris. Lokmat Maharaj writes in his book. And Billwa Mangal Thakur says that anybody who is traveling in Maharashtra, says do not walk on the bank of River Bhima. Do not walk on the bank of River Bhima, because a bluish black person stands there, and even though his hands rest peacefully on his hips, he is expert at stealing the heart of anyone who sees him. Billwa Mangal Thakur says. But Maharaj says that, but Varkaris do not care about this warning. They decide to walk every year and see Lord Pandharinath there. So this beautiful darshan, everybody can take. and understand that serving a devotee is the easiest way to take the darshan of the Lord. Serving a devotee is the easiest way to take the darshan of the Lord. This is how actually Lord manifested in Pandharpur. And Vaishnava Seva is the topmost. Serving a Vaishnava is the topmost. He is actually established through this Leela. So two, three lessons which we can take home from this. One was, I was thinking that the story of Mushikunda. Mushikunda was given birth as Pundarik. So if you do any devotional service, there was like he did service of killing Kalyavan for the Lord. And he did that service, so he was given birth in a Vaishnava family where he could continue his service and perfect his life and go back to Godhead. That was the first lesson which we can learn. That in devotional service, there is no diminution. Whatever you do, you can continue next life. So if you do 50%, you will continue with 51%. So this is the first lesson which you can learn. Second is that Vaishnava Seva is more important than Lord service. If you have an option to do Vaishnava Seva and Lord service, Vaishnava Seva becomes more important. It's very clear. Third, which we wanted to learn, is that the consciousness in which you serve, the consciousness which you serve is what it matters. You can serve your mother and father who are not devotees. But if your consciousness is that you want to actually serve them so that they can become devotees or they become favorable to Krishna, then that service is what Krishna likes more. Because Krishna was happy for waiting for Pundarik. Just happy. He said that is more important. So this is the three lessons I thought, you know, which we can take home from this beautiful story of the appearance of Lord Pandarinath or Lord Vithoba or Lord Vithal in Pandharpur. Thank you very much. It's 9 o'clock. So thank you very much. Any questions? Yes, Prabhuji. No, I also not seen. I saw the Pundarik temple. There's a Pundarik temple which is there, which I saw, which I could not explain. There is also a temple where Pundarik, where Lord actually came, that is there. But I have not also seen. I went with devotees, but they never showed it. And I did not actually explain the Chandrabhaga River. What is called Chandrabhaga? Chandrabhaga, it's actually on the banks of Chandrabhaga River, this river, this temple. What does Chandrabhaga mean? Crescent, you know, moon crescent. You know, it bends like this. Because river Bhima comes and bends like this, it's called Chandrabhaga. And there are 14 ghats there. You know, and the main door, Mahadwar ghat, is where the east side of the temple opens. You take bath in Chandrabhaga River and then go for darshan of the Lord. Actually. So I have not seen also Prabhuji. And no mention actually. Thank you. Any other question? Thank you very much. Thank you for this opportunity. For actually allowing me to speak something on Lord Vithal. I'm not qualified at all. But you know, when Prabhuji said, I said, okay, let me study and read. And fortunately I found, you know, this book. It was in Hindi, so reading relevant pages and trying to understand and getting back was kind of little difficult for me. But last 2-3 days I was focusing on trying to understand the Hindi what Maharaj has written. So thank you very much for your patient listening. Hare Krishna. Thank you.